just kind of give you a little bit of an insight, I think, that I've had kind of an epiphany about quarantine. I don't know if you realize it or not, but I think the quarantine period has turned us all into dogs. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. We roam around the house all day long looking for food. Am I right? We do, right? And then if we get around somebody who's a stranger, we're immediately told, no. No. Just like you do your faithful dog. And then lastly, all of us get really excited if we get to go in a car ride. You know, Catherine and I get to leave the house. I'm all excited. We get to get out and go around. Okay, well, you just kind of use that. I try to throw a little levity in here, kind of lighten us up a little bit. We're starting the new series today that I've been looking forward to and what God's going to do in this. And as you see on the screen, it's being all in. And we're just going to look at this in a lot of different ways through the month of January. We're not going to do right now our traditional fast. I want to build on this first before we get to that. That will come, but not right now. I want you to have something on your heart that will motivate you to even want to fast and to do it, not just because it's what we do in January, but because it's a real labor on your heart. And so we're talking today, if you notice, you've got to get out your life point outline. We're talking about building our lives on the rock. This is where I think any good message on the new year ought to begin, that we think about that and that we just really nail that down, that it is true about us, that our life is built on our rock, on the rock of the Lord Jesus. And here's the reason why that's important. Because there are different times in the course of the years on this earth that God cleanses his houses of worship. God cleanses his houses out of mercy. And he does it because he wants you and he wants me and he wants everyone to know that they know that they know that they're in a relationship with him. And one of the things that either verifies that you're in a relationship with the Lord or that you're not in a relationship with the Lord is when you have the foundation, listen, the foundation of your life shook. When everything that gives your life meaning and stability gets shaken. And the thing I want us to think about is, the reality is, there are various times in our lives when God shakes our foundation. I want you to look at our core truth as we start this morning. In 2020, God shook us for the purpose of waking us up and asking us this question, what are you trusting in? What are you building your life on? And is it going to last? Whatever you're building your life on, is it going to last? And there's nothing that I think settles that question any more than when our foundation gets shook. And so for 2021, we're starting out with a series about being all in. Now, why this series? Well, when I got to thinking about it, there are different classes within our church family. We first of all got the young teens, 15 to 19. Think back if you can and remember those days. For some of us, maybe more of a challenge than others. But I think about the young people here in our church family. And they're at that time in their life when they begin to think about, they're going to start thinking about, what's my purpose? What am I here for? What am I going to do with my life? Would you agree with me? Those are important questions for our kids. Amen. And the thing, as a church, we want them to have some direction in how they think about that.
because this is a critical part. They're very much at the front end. And so they need to be thinking about the question about how am I going to spend the days of my life? What am I going to do with the days of my life? Where am I going to go and get my education more and more as the world drifts away from the Lord Jesus Christ? Where your son, your daughter, your grandchild gets their education is more and more important. You understand that? It is important who they sit under. And the reality is, I want all of our kids taught that whenever they are taking any kind of a class that has to do with theology or has to do with faith, God has taught us in Scripture, you do not sit under an unbeliever. You do not sit under them. And so when our kids go to a Bible college, that doesn't automatically mean they need to sit under somebody in theology. They need to, first of all, know what that man or that woman believes. Why? Because they'll lead them astray. Somebody who doesn't know Christ, they will always make an error in judgment about the things of God. Why? Because they're dead to the Lord. And the last thing you want is your child, your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter sitting under an unbeliever. Now, that doesn't mean they can't go to a science class or they can't go to world history or whatever. I'm talking about the things of the Lord, because without the Spirit of Christ, you will always get it wrong. You'll always get it wrong. And so where are they going to get their education? Where are they going to live out their days? I want our kids thinking about, where am I going to live when I leave home? That's important. Why? Because God has called us in the church. He has called us as missionaries, right? We are called to go into all the world. I want my grandchildren. I don't want my grandchildren in Lufkin if that's not where God wants them to be. I don't want them here. Do I want to be close to them? Of course I do. Of course I do. But I want to know every day of my life that my grandsons, my granddaughters are where God wants them to be, even if that's in Washington State or if it's in Canada or if it's overseas. I want them to be where God wants them to be, fulfilling the Great Commission. That's what ought to be on our heart. And I ought to be hearing a hearty amen on that. And so then you've got our young adults, they're 20 through about, 39, 20s and 30s. Maybe some of them are already out of school, they've got their degree, or they're in a job, they're getting married, they're beginning a family, and they should be thinking in their minds, it should be going through their mind, where am I going to spend my life? Am I where God wants me to be? What is going to be the pursuit of my life? Where does God want me to call home? Because wherever I am, I need to be carrying out God's purpose and plan for my life. Then there are the midlifers, those from 40 to in their early 50s. And I think in the back of their mind are still those things that I think back when I was in that area. The thing that was in my mind was, I want to end well. I want my life to end well. I want to have spent my days doing something significant. The purpose of life is not just to make a living. The call of Christ on us gets us way beyond that. We don't live out our days just trying to make a living. We have a purpose for our existence. Amen? Amen. There's a reason we're here, and that is to serve the purpose of Christ wherever He plants us. And so the question for these young couples, even in their 40s and 50s, needs to be, God, am I doing what You want me to do? Am I fulfilling my calling? And then for those 56 and up, the temptations of your life have changed, but they haven't left. Temptations are still there. They haven't ceased. You learn how to pace yourself more. You realize you can't do everything that you thought you used to could do. But you've discovered that there is an increased desire. If you belong to God, there is an increased desire that you don't want to just wither away. This is the stage of life after you get past mid-50s and you get into those other decades. You begin to think about, what's my obituary going to be? If I was writing it, how could I write my obituary? What do you want said at your funeral? And more even beyond that is, how is it going to go for you at the judgment seat of Christ? When the Lord Jesus looks at your life and rewinds everything, will you receive rewards or will there be a loss of rewards? Why? Because we lost our vision. I may be on a march toward the grave as well as you may, but that doesn't mean we need to die before we get there. Right? It's awfully quiet in here. And so those are things that are here. That's what's involved as we start this new year. This is one of the reasons why God has been shaking us. And there's one question. This is in your notes. The question for 2021, for those of us who say that we're chasing after the Lord, and the question is this: am I all in on the mission of God? And do the decisions of my life back that up? That I am all in. And so in this series, I want you to think about, what does it look like for you at this stage in your life to be all in?